members of parliament serving in this ad hoc committee. We will be conducting this interview. We're going to ask you 6 questions. So we only have 30 minutes to answer all the questions. As a way just of easing up and loosening a bit, we know that you've been here for some time. We just want you to relax. There's a bottle of water there in front of you. Tell us who you are, your background, why should we recommend you for appointment to the NYTA board?
Sorry. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nondiwe Gode. I come from Pietermaritzburg, KwaZulu Natal. I'm currently at LMNU in Port Elizabeth. I hope to pursue a master's degree in psychology, research psychology, in 2017. And I've been part of a lot of leadership structures. I've been part of a lot of community outreach because it's one of my passions as a young person in this country to be part and parcel of any development that's happening.
Are you done? Okay. No, we've given you 3 minutes, so
okay.
You can proceed if you want, but if you're done.
I can continue.
You can continue.
I have also served as the Psychological Society of South Africa's Student Division Vice Chairperson in 2016. I have also served as Treasurer General at the NMNU SRC and various other societies within my university. And I was also part of the Youth Agricultural Development Program during my high school years, and I assisted with the Youth Assistance Agency. And I think it was one of the most fitting experiences to see how youth can actually take up and step up to the plate and actually be part of development within their whole So that for me was one of the most enriching experiences.
Thank you very much. Honorable the song.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and good afternoon, good evening. Yes, good noon on Ms. Gorge. My question will be informed by an assumption that you have taken liberty to read the NYDA Act, which is established in 2008 by the Republic of South Africa, but also all other legal documents that underpin the money and the workings of the NYDA as well. The first question then would be that are there any, from what we have read, downside in terms of performance of the NYDA and its mandate? If the report would be here, substitute that. If it's no, also do likewise. Secondly, also, which is picking up on the chairperson's question is that what do you think that needs to be done, and strategically, what would you advise employers by the NYDA to ensure that it runs and executes its program efficiently and effectively as it were by expected by the use of South Africa? Thank you, sir. Thank you for the question. I think one of the downfalls that I looked at within what is written within the Act of the NYDA is that
as much as it speaks about economic participation, there is such a huge gap where the youth that come from rural areas or has informal businesses, they are not really given the opportunity to formalize their businesses. And this is a disadvantage for them because then they cannot participate in the public sector of the economy, as well as stay in the international global arena as well. So then I think that puts the country at a disadvantage because there's so many youth-owned businesses that have a potential of playing in these arenas, but because there isn't much participation from them and their businesses are not formalized, they are left on the outskirts and therefore cannot participate in the economic growth of this country. And then just to go to the second question that you've asked on how the NYCA can improve on its shortcomings, I feel that the NYDA can actually make use of the other government entities that are there, such as the DBI, where they have a policy that actually looks at youth development and also looks at formalizing informal businesses so that we can bridge the gap of informal businesses that the youth that are youth-owned so that they can also be given a platform to play in the
international arena, as well as in the private and public sector of the country.
Thank you very much.
I just want to zoom in on the NDP. We particularly highlight that South Africa having a relatively young population can be advantageous, but with the explicit characterization that the majority of the working age individuals are gainfully employed, otherwise they are taking time off. The majority and idle, single, idle hands at the playground. So taking that into consideration, and the current labor market situation in the country, what can you recommend to ensure that public and private institutions prioritize employment of young people, both skilled and underskilled, with an aim to reduce youth unemployment, as we know that unemployment now in the country, quarter on quarter, is increasing, and currently now sits at 27.1%. So I would like you to how to respond to them as far as possible, based on the NDP and on public-private initiatives for both schools and children. Thank you.
Well, the national development policy, I think that one thing that it can do is As a NYDA, we can equip the youth that are unskilled and give them a platform to be able to achieve those skills, but also create opportunities or platforms where the unskilled youth can actually also get a part to play within the development of the country. And I think that it's the responsibility of public and private institutions of the country to assist the youth in its development, because the youth make up the majority of the population of this country, and there are 36 million unemployed youth within our country. So I believe that it's not just a mandate of the NYDA, but it's also a mandate of the country, because if the youth that is the largest majority that is unemployed is given the opportunity to utilize the skills that they have, and even those that are without skills are given a platform to actually get those skills and given an opportunity to utilize them and become catalysts in economic growth, then the NYDA would have achieved one of its mandates. which is economic participation of the youth.
Thank you. Do you know what the NDP stands for?
Sorry?
The NDP.
National Development Policy.
Okay. National Development Plan.
Okay.
Honorable Nkanga.
Thank you, Honorable Chairman. My question will be around the issue of good governance. Effective governance in the public service encourages better decision making and the efficient use of resources. Roman figure number one question. How would you ensure good governance in the national development, in the national development if recommended to be a member of the board? Question two, what are the five main principles of good governance within the context of democracy? Thank you.
Thank you. I think that good governance is important in any organization, and any organization should comply to it. And one aspect that guides good governance is integrity as well as transparency and accountability. We need to have a platform where being a person who is part of the NYDA, you must be able to account to the people that you serve. You must be able to account to the country for all that the agency has done. And there should also be a high level of transparency of what the agency is doing in terms of financial reports and any other documentation that could be useful for the country to know that the NYDA is involved in, as well as having integrity in the sense that you do not have any other agenda besides that of youth development, and you stick to that agenda of integrity, and you do not divert into anything that is outside the agenda of youth development.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mare.
One of the main objectives of the NYDA Act is to develop an integrated youth development plan and strategy for South Africa and develop guidelines for the implementation of the strategy and make recommendations to the president. Now the question to you is, elaborate on your understanding of the integrated youth development strategy and why the strategy is important.
My understanding of the integrated youth development strategy is that it forms part of the blueprint of the National Youth Fund. And one of its main focuses, or what it emphasizes on, is the development of youth. So it keeps that at its center. And it doesn't exclude anybody according to race or age or socioeconomic status. But it looks at the youth as its entirety in order for it to develop. So it's integrated in the sense that it doesn't just only use the NYDA, but it also makes use of the other government entities that are there that have the agenda of youth development at its core.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Chapter.
present chair and welcome Ms. Gogge. Ms. Gogge, I think you are aware that the National Youth Policy was developed for all young South Africans, mainly to focus on redressing the wrongs of the past and addressing the some specific challenges and the immediate needs of the young South Africans. If you are now appointed as a member of the board, you will be then expected to implement the agency policy. Can you share your understanding about the objectives of the youth policy 2020, and also what do you think the board should do to achieve the policy? Thank you. The objective. Thank you.
I think one of the main objectives of the youth policy is economic participation of the youth, and that the youth become key players within the growth of the economy of the country. Now, some of the objectives or ways that this can be achieved is by looking at the youth as firstly as holistic individuals and empowering the youth to be able to sustain the businesses that they start, because I think one of the downfalls is that the youth are given funding to start their businesses, but there's an issue of sustainability of those businesses. And I think that it also just links with there being not enough mentorship from businesses that are already established that could actually aid the youth in ensuring that their businesses succeed, and that the objective of 5 million jobs by 2020 is reached. So I think that the youth policy, it encompasses that each department within government actually becomes key players in assisting the youth within its business ventures, but not just the development of businesses, but also for youth to be holistically developed individuals. As you've mentioned, that we come from a history that puts certain people at a disadvantage. So when you have a holistically developed person, that person is able to self-actualize, and they're able to not allow the past to really negatively affect what they're doing in the future. So in relation to the economic participation of the youth, if we have a youth that has self-actualized and can sustain himself through mentorship, of course, then I think that will be a big bonus for the economic growth of this country.
Okay, thank you. Manana, last question.
I'm afraid to pronounce your name, your last name, Sene, because your last name might happen that I pronounce it in a wrong way. So
as
a youth,
as
a youth of this country, with your knowledge of the NYDA and the National Youth Policy, further highlight the principle that must be upheld to ensure youth development in the previous year. there had been a perception that the agency only serves certain sections of the youth. My question is a very short question, there are just two. What can be done to change the negative perceptions amongst young people about the NIDA, which is the National Youth Development Agency? The second question, how are you going to ensure that the NYDA, under your leadership as a board member, will consistently abide and be guided by the principle of the youth development without the prejudice? Thank you.
The first one, on what can be done about the negative impression that the youth has about the NYDA. I think that the first step would be having transparency, because once you have transparency, everybody's aware of what is actually happening, and to also account to the youth. But another way that can be countered is by having platforms where the youth can actually engage with those that are part of the NYDA. And in this platform, they can also be able to hold those that are part of the NYDA accountable for whatever it is that they are dealing with in the agency. So I think that would be one way of improving the negative impressions that people have. Because Once the youth feel that this agency is there, there's a sense of ownership, and it doesn't become a matter of this agency belongs to the board, and it's not the agency of the youth. So by having platforms where the youth can actually engage, the youth can have a sense of ownership of the agency, because at the end of the day, the NYDA is not the NYDA of the board, the
MIDA
of the Youth of South Africa.
Okay, thank you very much. That's
another question. Sorry. The second part.
Oh, the second part. Okay.
Yes.
My apologies.
It's okay. So the second part is, how will I ensure that there isn't any prejudice within the MIDA? I'm a person who...
You have answered this question about prejudice. The second one is the principles of youth development.
Sorry?
I'm saying the prejudice part, I think you have answered that one. And how do you deal with the negative perception?
Yes.
Yeah, about the fact that, not the fact, the perception that NYDA seem to be serving a certain section of the society. You have answered that one about the perception. Okay, let me leave you to answer the question.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me not interrupt.
So, in terms of prejudice, I believe that the NYDA it belongs to all youth of this country, and there should never be any prejudice towards a certain group, whether it be because of socioeconomic status, whether it be because of sexuality, whether it be because of the level of education that one has. I think that it's important to have integrity and to view people as the same, because every person deserves a chance to realize their full potential, and it goes back to allowing the youth, the MIDA, not to just be an agency that only speaks of economic participation, but also one that seeks to have a youth of South Africa that is holistically developed. So from that holistic development, each person, each youth can realize themselves and reach a level of self-actualization. And ours as the MIDA is to allow for that growth to take place without without having any prejudices towards them.
Okay, thank you very much. My apologies for the interruption. I was of the view that the first question was talking about the perception included prejudice, but now I see how it has been couched can create a different interpretation of the question. My apologies for that. So that was the last question. Just quickly, on the integrated youth development strategy and the national youth policy, are you able to give us a distinction between this strategy, integrated youth development strategy, and the national youth policy? When you are responding to the question, I could pick up that similar issues you are using in both of the two questions. So I just want us to find, I just want us to give us, I would like you to give us the differences between these two. In other words, make a distinction between the policy and the strategy.
Okay. I think one thing that stands out about the strategy that makes a difference to the policy is that the strategy is a blueprint to development, and that can be applied in any sphere of development where integration can be made. And as I have said, that by using or making use of the different departments in government, that is where integration comes in. While the policy, I believe, is a guide of what will be implemented by the integrated youth development strategy.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody who would like to make a follow up? No one? Going, gone? Oh, okay. I promise Honorable Mbambo Shibukwana for a follow-up question, and I want to keep that commitment.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honourable Chair, such a pity. The question that I had previously was specifically meant for Tembuko Sejoto. It would have been relevant to have said, and I'm quite happy that you were consistent with your one question per member, and I'm not saying you did wrong in that, but basically I would just pose the question for the sake of posing a question, but I'm quite happy with it so far.
You don't have to, Honorable Member.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to outline the fact that the question that I had was specifically for that previous candidate, and
no, I understand.
Not applicable for this one.
I understand. Thank you very much for your honesty. Unfortunately, as you said, we will take one follow-up, so it was taken by Honorable Kaol. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Zilondi. You must pardon us for not pronouncing your name properly. You know, South Africa is a diverse country with different kinds of languages. So some of us are not able to pronounce some surnames, and we always apologize in advance to say, hey, please pardon me for not pronouncing it properly. The formalities are such that we will discuss with the committee and make a recommendation to Parliament Parliament agrees with our list of recommended candidates, it will be taken to the President, and if the President agrees, he will approve and then